Foundation and its management do not endorse or object to the information, views, or opinions discussed in the program.
KKGL. KKGL HD1, Los Angeles, Orange, and Riverside Counties.
Everywhere I go.
Also on the iHeartRadio app.
Everywhere.
And streaming at GoCountry105.com. This is Go Country 105.
The following program is a paid advertisement by Movement Mortgage. We offer this program as a service to our listeners. This station and its management do not endorse or object to the information, views, or opinions discussed in the program.
Welcome to Mortgage Mom Radio with Debbie Marcoux. Tune in as Debbie and Marla answer your toughest home financing questions about getting into the home of your dreams. Get ready to call Mortgage Mom Radio with your questions. 844-WE-LEND-FOR-YOU. And now here's your host, the Mortgage Mom, Debbie Marcoux.
All right, well, good morning. Thank you so much for listening to Mortgage Mom Radio. We're on Go Country 105. It is Saturday morning. It's early. It is 7 a.m.
Yes, this whole it being dark.
I know, it's killing
us. The entire ride here is, it's, I'm going to be honest with you, I'm a little rough.
A little rough. You're rough around the edges this morning.
I am.
Well, welcome. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you, Los Angeles, Orange County, Riverside, San Bernardino, Ventura. I know we get a pretty good reach out there. I think we've even had people as far as like Reading say that they've heard us, Yucaipa. So everybody listening, thank you so much. We really appreciate it. It is because you listen to the show that we stay on air. Really, thank you so much. I'm Debbie Marcoux, Mortgage Mom Radio. Of course, as always, I've got Marla Geezer with me here in the studio.
Well, good morning.
Couldn't do it without her. We are real live loan officers. We do this for a living.
We're not robots.
We're not robots. We're not a call center. We are the real deal. We've got a nice team of people that work for us. We work for Movement Mortgage, and we have our Mortgage Mom Radio team. So anybody that you work with when you call our office or you work with us or you talk with me or you talk with Marla, you're working with the team. You're not calling a call center. You're not just getting anybody. You're actually working with us. So we are licensed. We have to be in order to do the job that we do, and we've got to get some compliance out of the way before we get the show started. My name is Debbie Marcoux, Deborah Marcoux. My NMLS ID number is 237926. And Marla gets to take it away.
Awesome. And my name is Marla Geezer. My NMLS is 669357. And we are both licensed by the Department of Business Oversight under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act.
All right. So that out of the way, one thing I do want to say really quick, though, is that we always mention that we are licensed, you know, in California, which we are with the Department of Business Oversight. And this show is really, you know, being broadcast here in California. We do have all of our licenses at the end of the show as well that you can tune into and you can listen to. But we are licensed, Marla and I, in California, Illinois, Indiana, Arizona, Washington, Nevada. We are working
on Texas.
I did not say Texas. We are licensed in Texas as well. And we are working on a few more. So if you are looking at moving, leaving the state, we're crying because you're leaving. But if you are looking at leaving the state, maybe you want to buy a second home in another state, maybe you've got some friends and family that need some help, feel free to give us a call. We can definitely help you. We are not just only California. Movement Mortgage, who we actually work for, and it's by far the best company I've ever worked for in my life, and that is true, and we've been in this business a really long time. We are actually, Movement Mortgage is licensed in and like literally has brick and mortar in, I believe it's 48, 49 states. We're like one or two shy at this point of the entire country. So if there is a state that you are looking for and we are not personally licensed in that state, we can help you. We can get you to a loan officer for the state that you are looking for. So definitely, if you have questions and you need us, give us a call and we will help you. It doesn't matter where you're looking. Investment property, second home, you're looking to move, you're moving from a certain state to California. Whatever it is that you have going on, we want to help you. What is this show, Marla? What is it that we do?
We are consumer advocates for the people. Just joking. I wanted it to sound all fancy. But no, we're here to just, I mean, bottom line, we're just here to help people, you know, learn and be educated and knowledgeable about buying a home, refinancing home, keeping their homes.
That's right. So what we do is we take calls and we answer questions. We do it live on air. We do it through text messages. We do it through Facebook posts, blog posts. There are so many different ways to get a hold of us. And we are truly live. We are here sitting in the Go Country studio right now. We've got Val in front of us that's running the board for us, which is great. But every Saturday we are live. And if you want to be a star, you want to be on air, give us a call. It's 844-935-3634. That's 844-WE-LEND-4-U. That is L-E-N-D, just like a lender. We're lending you money. And the number 4. So 844-WE-LEND-4-U. That is the same number all week long, every weekend, in the evenings, 24 hours a day. We do answer that phone Monday through Friday from 9 to 5, I believe, is when it rings at the office. After that, it goes directly to a call service, and the call service literally sends us a text message and says, this person just called, call them back. And you will get a phone call back from either me, Debbie, or Marla here, or somebody from our team. So you will definitely hear back from somebody within an hour, as long as you're calling us within a reasonable period of time. You know, it's not 2 o'clock in the morning. You're not going to get a phone call back within an hour. But we will definitely reach back out to you. You will hear from us personally. So definitely leave a message if you do not actually hear one of us pick up the phone personally. But that's 844-935-3634. And you can call us right now and you can ask us your questions. We'll get you on air live. So text messages, you can send us text messages too. And it seems like, you know, a lot of the millennials are not about phone calls anymore. They love to text. I've actually, I used to be really surprised, and Marla, I know you can back me up on this, but I used to be really surprised when I would do a loan for somebody from start to finish through email. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I never even talked to that person on the phone. I mean, it, you know, it's kind of weird at the time. Now it's like the total norm.
It's very common.
Very norm. But now I'm starting to do loans through text messages because it seems like, you know, the millennials and everybody out there, you know, the text messages are just so easy. And it really seems like that's, you know, where things are moving. That's where things are going. So if you do want to text us and you want to text us your questions, text the word mom to 31996. So that's texting the word mom to 31996. You can send us your questions right now. Give us your, what's going to happen? You're going to text the word mom. You're going to get a message back from Marla that says, how can we help you? Here's a couple links, a link to our upcoming workshop, link to our phone app. So that's kind of cool. You'll get those back. But we're going to say, how can we help you? What's your question? Send us your question back then. Then you can just start texting with us. We want to know where you are listening. So give us your name and tell us what city you're from so that we can actually point that question at you and read it out loud, and you know that we're answering the question for you. But again, you can text the word mom to 31996, and then you can ask us your question, and we will read that out loud and we'll answer it for you. So two ways to get through to us right now. Call us 844-935-3634 or text the word mom to 31996. So that's immediate. The other thing you can do is you can check out our Facebook. We've got all kinds of stuff. I put up all you know, posts all week long. We do at least 1 to 2 posts a week. I've actually got quite a few of them. I think I did one yesterday. I've got another one that's going to post at 8 o'clock this morning. We've got a new Home Buyers Advantage program that we're going to talk about here in a little bit that is pretty cool. So you'll see that post this morning at 8. You know, we're doing posts throughout the week. So, you know, definitely check out our Facebook, like our page. You can send us messages right through Facebook. We're happy to read the messages from there. If that's just, you know, your favorite tool, you love using it, that is definitely something you can do. So feel free to check us out on Facebook as well. So what else do we have? We have so many tools. As Marla said, we are an advocate show. We're here to help you. Our goal is to bring knowledge to you, and that is what we're trying to do. We have things like our phone app. Marla, tell them a little bit about phone app.
The phone app is a lot of fun. You go and, as Debbie already mentioned, you can, once you text us, you'll actually get a little link, click on the link, and you can put it onto your whatever that's called on
your screen, phone. Your home screen.
Your home screen. Yeah, yeah, that's it. Click it open and you're going to have a lot of tools right there at fingertips. You can run payments. You're going to have a calculator that's going to run a payment for an FHA, a VA, USDA, conventional loan. You can email us. You can call us. You can get links right to our events as well.
Links to our events. Our podcast is there, so you can actually listen directly to the podcast right from the phone app. So it is really great. The phone app is nice, especially if you're out looking for a home and you're going to go walk into some open houses this weekend and you'd like to be able to check out, you know, whether it's something that you can afford. Is this house, is this going to be a payment that is comfortable for me? We have an affordability calculator on there. So if you just want to very quickly run, you know, what could I afford, you know, based on my income, based on my monthly debts, can I afford this house? That is not necessarily what you are going to afford. Remember that this is just a phone application and we have put in some pretty stringent guidelines in there for the answers that it's going to give back to you. So it's going to be very, very conservative. It says that you qualify for $500,000. You probably qualify for a little bit more than that, maybe even a good amount more than that. That's where you need to actually call us, call the experts and find out for sure 100%, you know, that what is your maximum amount that you could qualify for. But it's really a great tool to just kind of play around with and know that you're not out looking at homes that are not even within, even close to the budget, in the realm of where you should be. So the phone app is really nice. And you can get that, by texting the word MOM to 31996. Just text the word MOM. Again, you're going to get a text message back. It's going to have a link to our phone app that you can literally click on the link and then you can save it to your home screen. You're going to also get a link to our upcoming events. And so we'll talk about that here in a minute too, but we're always out there doing everything to help all of our listeners. And so we're putting on home buyer workshops, renovation workshops. We've done condo workshops in the past. So our next one is going to be a home buyer workshop. So we'll talk about that for a little bit, but you can actually get your tickets to that upcoming event right through the phone app. You can apply online through the phone app, which is pretty cool. You can go, it'll take you straight to our website to do the application. You can snap pictures with your phone of your driver's license, pay stubs, W-2s, so that you don't actually have to scan those. You can literally snap pictures with the phone and upload them directly to the application. So again, we're trying to bring tools to you to help you, to help educate you, and that is what our goal here at Mortgage Mom Radio is. We want you to call us you know, around the clock and ask us those questions. Just because we're not on the air on Monday at noon, that doesn't mean that we're not working. We are working all of the time. So again, always give us a call. Always reach out. Go to the website, MortgageMomRadio.com. You can send us messages through the website. We're constantly going to respond to you. There is no way that you cannot find us. You can go to Facebook. You can go to MortgageMomRadio.com. You can text the word MOM to 31996 and get our phone app. You can call us at 844-935-3634. That's 844-WE-LEND-FOR-YOU. So, really, there is absolutely no excuse that if you have questions and you don't know what to do and you don't know how to buy a house, that you can't get in touch with us. So I do want to talk a little bit about, we're going to talk about our upcoming workshop, which is going to be great. I want to talk a little bit about the Fed, because the Fed did raise the prime rate this week. But I want everybody out there listening to know, I know it's been about 13 minutes since we started the show. This is a live show and we are going to answer those questions live. So please do not hesitate to give us a call. It's 844-935-3634. That's 844-WE-LEND-FOR-YOU. And that is the number 4. You can call us right now. We'll get you on air and answer those questions. You can text us too. It looks like we've got some text messages coming in. So we'll start to read those and answer those questions here in just a little bit. But you can text the word MOM to 31996 to ask us those questions. But let's talk a little bit about the Federal Reserve and what happened. So last week we were on air and, you know, I was sick for a good amount of time. I was actually in the hospital for a little bit. And so I lost a little bit of reality, little check of what was going on in the world. It's amazing how you just completely shut down. But we had a Federal Reserve meeting this week, but we also had one the week prior, early March, we had one. And they were supposed to increase the prime rate. And what they did instead is they said, we can't make a decision today. We're going to actually postpone this meeting for another day. We're going to push it out. We're going to all come back and reconvene to try to make an answer, or, you know, decide. So our new head of the reserve, you know,
Mr. Powell
decided this week that they were going to raise that prime rate, which we already knew was coming.
Yes.
Obviously, they just didn't have everybody on board for the votes and probably had to push out their dates, you know, kind of take a second. How about everybody go home and think about it for a little bit and get back to us?
Seriously. Right? And do they even realize that when they do that, though, that everything goes into a little bit of a
panic,
flurry,
right? Little state of panic. So they did raise the prime rate, which is what we've been telling you that they were going to do. They are anticipating they're going to do at least two more hikes this year, possibly another third hike, which would make it four total for the year. The rate did go up by 0.25%. We've been saying that for a while. They can change the rate as much as they want to. It doesn't necessarily have to be 0.25 point. The next meeting that they have, they may raise it 0.5. They may raise it 0.75. What is realistic? What typically they've been doing 0.25. So I would say, hey, let's err on the side of they've been going 0.25 each time. Let's say that they're going to continue to do 0.25. There have been times in history, if you go back in the past, that they have dropped and increased more than 0.25 at a time. But what is that? What does that affect? It affects anybody that has a home equity line of credit. It affects anybody that's got credit card debt. You know, if you whatever that minimum payment was that you had on that statement last month is not going to be the same payment when you get your statement next month. It's going to be higher, and it's going to continue to get higher every time that they increase that prime rate. Credit card debt and home equity lines of credit are directly connected to the Federal Reserve prime rate. It is usually a prime rate plus a margin, and that margin is 2%, 3%, 4%, 5%. They add that on top of whatever the Fed funds rate is. And so you're going to see those things go up. Well, how do you stop it? How do you help it? You know, if you have a home equity line of credit, you own a piece of property, there's a good chance that you've got enough equity in it to consolidate that first and second together into one, stop the bleeding, and get everything locked into one interest rate. If you have a rate that is at 3.5% on your first mortgage, that does not mean that maybe you should not still do the refinance. Yes, today interest rates are higher. I hope everybody out there heard that. Marla, can you say it again?
Interest rates are higher.
I don't care what you hear. I don't care what show has been on. I don't care what they're screaming at the top of their lungs that you can get an interest rate at. Actually, I dare you call that number and tell them that you want that rate. You want to take advantage of it. You won't get it. Interest rates are higher. That is just what is happening today. You know, rates are going up. That doesn't mean that it doesn't make sense to get out of an interest rate that maybe was lower that you have right now today and take a higher interest rate. There are reasons to do that. What is the blended rate? Do you owe $100,000 on a home equity line of credit and that interest rate right now is at prime plus 2, which means that right now you're at 6.75% on that $100,000. Well, 6.75% on $100,000 does not help you at all, even if your interest rate on your $400,000 is at 3.5%. When you take that blended rate, you're probably at an interest rate of about 5.5%. Well, where is that 6.75% going to be in another quarter? Where, you know, in next quarter is what I meant. So, you know, we've got 4 quarters in a year. So next quarter, that 6.75% is probably going to be 7%. By the end of the year, it's probably going to be 7.25%. If they do the fourth rate hike of the year that they're saying is a very good possibility, that's the one that's still on the table and questionable, you could be at 7.5% by the end of 2018. So now that 7.5% and that 3.5% becomes 6%. So maybe it is a really good idea to stop the bleeding and get everything consolidated into one loan and do that refinance. Do you have credit card debt? That credit card that is at 18%, 20%, even 30%, I've seen some of them, is going to be even higher by the end of 2018. So if you own a home and you have equity, it may be a very, very good idea to look at what is your blended rate and get everything consolidated. So that is really, I would say, if you have not done a mortgage checkup, regardless of how low the interest rate is on your first mortgage right now today, it is time to do a mortgage checkup. You need to know what are your current debts on other things in your household. Look at your budget. What is my interest rate on my mortgage right now? And figure out, is there a better way? You know, can we save you money? Can we get your cash flow a little bit better every month? Can we help you with your budget? So give us a call. It's 844-935-3634. We want to take those calls. We want to answer those questions for you. We want you to send us the text messages. Text the word MOM to 31996. We're going to answer those questions when we come back from our next break. But give us a call. We've got more than enough lines open right now that we can get you in before the show is over if you want to be live on air. So that was 844-935-3634. And we're going to take a quick break and then we'll be right back.
We'll be right back with more answers about finding the best rates and getting you financed on Mortgage Mom Radio.
Go cover. Country 105 wants you to get more happy with a visit to the happiest place on Earth, the Disneyland Resort. Get more adventure by experiencing a new planet from Star Wars The Last Jedi on Star Tours. The adventure continues. And get more thrills when you rescue the Guardians on Guardians of the Galaxy Mission Breakout. So come get more happy at the Disneyland Resort. Now's your chance to win one day, one park tickets to the Disneyland Resort. Just listen to Go Country 105 this week. Then get ready to get more happy.
Oh, you're Paul. I'm the new spring intern.
Spring plus...
intern. Yeah, clever, right?
I was just...
looking at getting an amazing iPhone 8.
Yeah, because...
they have an all-glass design, advanced cameras, A11 Bionic chip, wireless charging...
and you get the best price for unlimited. Nice meeting you.
I'm gonna... yeah, now you're going to give your second phone to your new friend. Amazing. I love it.
Get the best price for unlimited. And now get one iPhone 8 and get a second one on us. Or get the unrivaled iPhone 10 now for just $20 per month. Visit your local Sprint store, Sprint.com/iPhone, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1 today.
Requires 18-month leases for well-qualified customers. Early termination results from remaining amounts. Dues, plus tax credits apply within two bills. iPhone 8, 64GB, $29.17 a month. Second iPhone 8 after $29.17 a month credit. iPhone 10, 64GB, $30 a month after $21.67 a month credit. Compared to unlimited HD plans for five lines, carrier features differ. Coverage and offer not everywhere subject to credit and third-down activation fee. Speed maximums, use rules, and restrictions apply.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's the buy one, get one free paint sale at Ace. Our biggest paint sale of the year. Buy a gallon of our top paint brands and get the second free. And you know what else is free? Our help. With the Ace Extra Mile Promise, get everything you need to paint in one trip or deliveries free. Don't miss the buy one, get one free paint sale now through Monday only at Ace.
Limit 2 free gallons of equal or lesser value. Prices may vary. Store stock only while supplies last. Delivery subject to availability. Visit acehardware.com for more details.
It's the little things. Like finding 20 bucks in the wash. Woo! Jackpot! Or knowing where to shop online for all the newest styles and best deals around. Stage.com, of course. Visit Stage.com today for incredible sales, our newest markdowns on clearance, more extended sizes, and even more choices. Plus, check out today's deals online for daily coupons and offers. Fresh styles, big savings, and fun perks every day. Stage.com. Little things mean everything. Offer exclusions apply.
It's Mortgage Mom Radio, answering your toughest questions on the home purchase process at 844-WE-LEND-4U. That's 844-935-3634. And now here's Debbie Marcoux.
All right. Well, welcome back, and thank you so much for listening. I'm Debbie Marcoux, and as always, I've got Marla Geezer with me.
Hello.
Hello, hello, hello. It's been actually a busy morning already. It's 7:22. We've been here at the studio since, for, 22 minutes we've been on air. But, to get here, and we didn't mention this when we first got air, so we're going to take a minute off of the mortgage rates and hikes.
We should have got his name so that we can check on him.
We should have. But, we get in the car. We get in the car early. We, we're driving. It's dark. So I think, the time change really gets you a little bit, too. But it's dark, and we're driving. And all of a sudden, we come up on a Mini Cooper that is completely turned around sideways in the carpool lane. So he was obviously pushed from other lanes into the carpool lane. The guy was kind of laying in his car, but bleeding. And, nobody's stopping. Everybody's going 100 miles an hour around him.
Let's back up for a minute. Everybody's slamming on their brakes in the carpool lane, slamming right in front of him, and then going around him and leaving him.
Right, leaving him there. So,
shame on you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Calling you all out today.
we actually stopped, and we pulled around in front of him, and... we called 911 to make sure that somebody was coming out for him. And thank goodness there was actually a really nice guy that also came up and parked in front of us who was a paramedic. And he happened to be off duty. He was on his way to the airport. And I applaud him. We didn't get anybody's names. We were sitting there just honestly kind of freaking out that somebody was, first of all, he's a Mini Cooper. He's dark blue. He's sideways. So it's hard to see him. You don't see his hazard lights. Nothing's blinking. And you're just flying up, the 405 at, where it's still kind of dark, sort of ish coming into light.
Right.
It's really hard to see, but for everybody out there, we did stop. We made sure we called 911. We waited for CHP to show up, and we could see that the fire truck was almost there on its way en route. We went ahead and we left because he was with the paramedic and CHP was there. But if you guys see an accident, he said that he was clipped by a truck. And the truck was nowhere in sight. So, you know, if you guys see something, please, like, we didn't see the accident happen, but, you know, for all of you out there, I mean, these freeways in California, especially Los Angeles, I mean, they're dangerous. They're crazy. They're busy. It's Saturday morning when things should be pretty calm. And, you know, you could tell that the guy had no idea, like, just out of the blue. I mean, he's turned around right. sideways. He's in a carpool lane.
He was very disoriented for a minute there and completely shooken up and hurt.
Yeah, absolutely.
So if it's just crazy to think that, you know, he did probably spin around a little bit on the
Somebody
freeway.
Saw something and nobody stopped. And right. so, you know, again, you know, for everybody out there listening, I mean, let's all be kind. Let's take care of everyone around you. If you see something happen, pull over to the side. You know, I'm not asking you to charge across a freeway if you happen to be in the slow lane. Pull to the side of the slow lane.
Don't cause another accident.
You know, call 911. Make sure he gets some help. If you saw what happened, stay behind and, you know, report it, or at least, you know, give your name and your telephone number so that somebody can call later if they need to see something if you're in a rush. But that was kind of unexpected, you know, on our way here to the studio this morning, a little bit shaken up. But now I feel like I'm wide-eyed and bushy-tailed, like ready to go for the day. I really do hope that he's okay, and for the very kind gentleman that did stop and really helped him and made sure he was okay and was asking him questions and stuck around and waited for paramedics to show up to take care of him. You know, thank you to you. You're amazing. And I wish that we would have gotten names and been able to follow up and give our sincere thanks. But that he deserves a round of applause for, you know, being that person.
Right.
So back on to Federal Reserve mortgage rates, prime rates, all that good fun stuff. You can call us, give us a call, ask us your questions live, 844-935-3634. We've got some questions and text messages that we're going to answer here shortly. Text the word mom to 31996 and you can ask us those questions. One thing I wanted to read to you guys really quick was this was actually a market update that came out to us from internally from Movement Mortgage, and they send these out to us every Friday to let us know, you know, what's going on in the market, kind of give us their recap. And these are the guys that are working in our secondary market. They're pricing our loans. And so they're really, really tightly tied to what's happening and understanding what's going on in the market. And one of the things that I'm just going to read one paragraph for you. In its first policy meeting with Chairman Jerome Powell at the helm, the Federal Reserve moved as expected when it raised interest rates by 25 basis points this week. So that's what we've been telling everybody. It went up a quarter. That's 25 basis points in mortgage terms. And while the Fed's two-day policy meeting offered no big surprise to jolt markets, which it didn't, our rates didn't go crazy or haywire or anything, the central bank did make news when it raised its GDP forecast and indicated that future rate hikes could be more aggressive within the next year. So you could take that any way that you want, but the way that I read that is, you know, we've been seeing these quarter point rate hikes each time that they've done them, and they've started doing them over the last year and a half, almost 2 years now that seems like quarterly we've been getting a quarter percent increase. You know, when they say that could get more aggressive, there's a couple of things. It could be more than a quarter on the next rate hike. It could be more often than quarterly that we see these rate hikes.
Correct.
So again, we've said it over and over and over again. If you have a home equity line of credit, get it consolidated with your first mortgage, stop the bleeding and lock into a rate. If you have high debt on your credit cards, get them consolidated, stop paying on that debt. You're never going to get it paid back as those interest rates start to go up even higher. And that minimum monthly payment is all you can afford. And you cannot pay more to get that principal paid down. You're going to owe on those credit cards forever. So again, 844-935-3634. Give us a call. Send us a text message. Text word mom to 31996. I want to talk about the workshop. I want to answer those questions we have in the text messages. And we've got to do our winner circle. So we want to do winner circle first?
Let's go with the winner circle first.
Awesome. Here we go.
The Mortgage Mom's Winner Circle. This week's new real estate achievers.
All right, so we haven't done this one in a while. We try to remember to do it, and then sometimes we get really busy. Phone calls start coming in. We've got a lot of information to give you guys during the shows. But we try to say thank you to all of those clients who have called us, who have let us help them through the process, and we have closed a loan for them. And not only that, but we do believe that they are our winner circle. I mean, it's a big thing here at Mortgage Mom Radio. We preach all of the time about home ownership, owning a home, doing the right thing. If you need to refinance, do the refinance. If you want to purchase, let us help you. So we want to just take a little bit of time today to say thank you to those clients that reached out and trusted in us, you know, put their faith in the process and let us help them through and get them where they wanted to be. So what do we got, Marla?
First one, Miss Dean.
Miss Dean, yes. Oh, boy, she was a rough one. And I love her, trust me. Miss Dean has been really through some major, major hurdles in life. I mean, she went through some serious cancer, just a very, very sticky divorce, and a daughter that went through some pretty expensive college, and she got herself into some debt. And she's had a lot of, you know, people not able to help her. But we took our time. We went through her scenario. We figured out a way to document the income that she needed and that she was earning. And we did the refinance, and we've got just about all of her debt paid off. So she is in an amazing position today. Versus where she was at. And I think she reached out to us. Like, we started talking with her early December.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it was something that it was a lot of paperwork, a lot of time. I want everybody out there to understand that. It was mid-December, and we just closed her loan last week. So that doesn't mean it took us 90 days to do the loan. No. It did not take us 90 days to do the loan. But when we tell you that we are not going to tell any of our clients no, we are going to put you on the path of assistance. So if we have to do some work first before we would put the application together and submit it to an underwriter, that is what we are going to do. Our goal is to tell you yes, and that could be in less than 30 days because you're ready right now. And believe me, we move extremely fast. And that could be something that could take 6 months to a year because we have to put you on the path. We've got to give you the roadmap to get you there. And you've got to follow that roadmap that we give you so that we can ultimately get you to that end success. So, Miss Dean, thank you so much for trusting in us, trusting in the process. It was a little bit of a longer period of time. It, you know, we start to finish, it was about 3 months for you, 3.5 months. But it worked. Everything that we said to do, you did. And, you know, here you are at the finish line with just about all of your debt paid off. And I think I want to say, we can go back and look, but I want to say we saved her about $2,200 a month.
At least.
In cash flow. So thank you, Miss Dean. All right, who you got? Who's next?
We have Mr. and Mrs. Narvaez.
Okay, I'm going to let you do that one because I think you talked with them mostly.
Yes.
Yeah.
They were actually a client that reached out to us from our texting.
Nice. Yes. Okay.
So they texted the word mom to 31996. I was talking with them for probably about 3 days, did their online application, and they qualified for a cash out VA refinance.
Ooh.
Yes. And so with, you know, we've said this a lot of the times before, VA, you can do 100% financing. This was able to get them a lot of cash for doing debt consolidation and home improvement. Their payment, I think, changed by like $100 from where it was prior to that, and they got a good chunk of cash. So thank you very much, Mr. and Mrs. Narvaez.
Yes,
and
thank
you. And they are, you know, solid fans. They listen to us all the time. She actually texted me yesterday and said, I'm so glad I listened to Go Country and listened to the Mortgage Mom radio show.
Oh, that's awesome. Yes. And that is something that we haven't talked about. I mean, we have, but it's been a while since we've talked about it. Remember that if you have VA eligibility, that you can do 100% cash out refinance. There is no other loan program out there that will let you do that
without having mortgage insurance.
Well, period, you can't cash out to 100%.
Yeah.
Like, there is, like, that I know of, that I'm aware of, that's not subprime or some niche or something with, you know,
a 10-12% interest rate.
Yeah, I don't know of any other mortgage program that's going to give you great rates, no mortgage insurance, and let you cash out to 100% financing.
Right.
So, you know, if you do have VA eligibility, even if you have a down payment, sometimes the VA loan is the better way to go, even if you have a down payment. Interest rates are great. The guidelines for credit are much more lenient than what they would be on other loan programs. You know, again, no mortgage insurance. So if you have VA eligibility, definitely reach out and let's talk about what can we do for you, purchase or refinance. But again, thank you so much, you know, for trusting in us.
Yes.
All right, we got one more?
One more.
Let's do one more.
Mr. Meza, Mr. and Mrs. Meza.
Oh, yes, my little friend, Jesus. He was such a great guy. He was actually referred to us to one of our real estate agents that we work with quite frequently, and he and his fiance are going to be getting married. She's pregnant. She's ready to have her first baby. They owned and live in a multiple family residence with their whole family, which is kind of cool. I call it, it's cool. Like, in... you know, I call it the Mesa compound.
Yeah.
It's a three unit, and one brother lives in one unit, another brother in another unit, and the parents in one unit. And but, you know, they're ready to kind of step out of that compound and start their own life. I mean, they're getting married. They're having a baby. You know, they're kind of ready to say, hey, we're ready to move on and out. So, you know, again, it was a little bit of a difficult one. You have to think about, you know, he's on the mortgage for the triplex with one of his brothers, and his dad owns it too. And, you know, they're all pitching in and making the payment every month, but on his actual credit report, it shows an entire mortgage payment because he signed as one of the, you know,
right,
owners of that note. So we had to do a little bit of documenting and figure out how we were going to explain to the underwriters that he's not 100% responsible for that mortgage payment so that we could help him to qualify for his next venture. But we made it through that whole piece, which was a little bit, you know, difficult. For all of you out there, here's a little botched. We're going to put botched inside of our winner circle. Do not pay your mortgage payments in cash. Don't go to the bank and hand the bank cash. You got to get it documented, guys. Have it automatically withdrawn from your bank account or write a check. I mean, you need to have some way of documenting how a mortgage payment is being written. But, you know, like many families do, everybody throws money together and mom runs to the bank and makes the payment. So we did have a little bit of a difficult time getting through that hurdle, but we did figure it out. We made it happen. We had him qualify. He's closed his loan. Him and his fiance now have a place of their own, and they are so excited. And we are thankful, very, very thankful again that he trusted in us. We are thankful for Vera, his real estate agent, who trusts in us. And, you know, without clients like that, we wouldn't be where we are. So,
absolutely.
All right, so we're going to stop there. If we did not mention your name, which I'm sure that there are a lot of you, I know that there are a lot of you that we didn't mention your name. We're going to try to do this every week, I promise. So keep listening, and we're going to say thank you to you if you have trusted us and trusted in the process. So again, if you want to give us a call, it's 844-935-3634. Happy to take your calls and get you on air and answer those questions for you live. You can text the word MOM to 31996, and you can text us that way. You can ask us your questions. We'll read them out loud. Please, when you send us the text message, give us your name and tell us what city that where you live or where you're listening from so that we can actually point that question at you so that you know we're answering your question. But we do have some of those questions, so mm-hmm. let's read one. What do we got?
All right. We have Nico from California, and he is asking, what is a lender looking for in a credit report to consider lending a first-time home buyer?
All right. That's a great question. Mm-hmm. So really, first-time home buyers, it doesn't really matter if you're a first-time home buyer. It doesn't matter if you're not a first-time home buyer, if you've owned a home before. Really, credit is specific. It just depends on the loan program. So we are going to decide or tailor what program that we're going to put you on, whether that be FHA, VA, if you're eligible, conventional, USDA, a CalHAFA, a grant down payment assistance program. We're going to determine which program is going to work for you based on the credit report that you have. So, you know, most programs are going to want at least a minimum of a 580 credit score, like an FHA loan. FHA, even though they say they do 580, a lot of times it's hard to get a loan to actually approve until you're at 600 or better. A conventional loan, they typically want a 620 credit score. For a down payment assistance, we want 640. Some of them even 660. I believe CalHAFA wants 660. But CalHAFA is a great program that a lot of loan officers don't know very much about. They're not familiar with. But you can actually get into the home with almost zero down. I mean, by the time you're done with down payment and closing costs, they might be at 2% out of pocket. CalHAFA is great, but you need that 660 credit score. So again, it's going to depend on your personal credit report, what kind of loan program that we put you in. Typically, a good thing to think about is you want to have at least two or three trade lines on the credit report, and they like to see that those trade lines have been reporting for 24 months. You don't necessarily have to have that. It's all about the computer systems these days. It's all about whether or not we run it through the Fannie Mae system or the FHA system or the Freddie Mac system, and it gives us an approval. So you don't necessarily have to meet or make those those marks that they're asking for of 2 to 3 trade lines with the 2 years. But that's a good kind of basis to kind of, I don't know, go by, kind of guideline.
Rule of thumb.
Anyways, great question. Keep texting us. Keep asking your questions. We'll go back and forth with you and make sure that we can get things started for you. Give us a call if you have any other questions. Nico, it's 844-935-3634. We have 1 minute before break, so when we get back, we have another text message that we're going to answer. We might even have a couple more text messages we're going to answer. Second break, we're going to do nothing but phone calls, so if you do want to call in and ask your questions on air, give us a call right now. Let us get you on hold so we can get you in during the last part of the show, last 20 minutes. You can text those questions to us if you want. Text the word MOM to 31996. You can call us at 844-935-3634. That's 844-WE-LEND-4-U. That is the number 4. And then, like I said, we're going to have 20 minutes. We're on till 8. And if you call us right now, we will definitely be able to get you into the show before the show is over. So we'll take a quick break, and then we'll come right back.
Text Mortgage Mom Radio with your questions. Text the word MOM to 31996. More on the way. This is Mortgage Mom Radio.
Hi, it's Debbie Marcoux, the Mortgage Mom. I've worked both as a realtor and a mortgage lender over the past 20 years, and my friends have started calling me the Mortgage Mom. Here with me today is Marla Geezer, sales manager with Movement Mortgage. And Marla's here to tell us what makes Movement Mortgage really stand out. Hi, Marla.
Hi, Deb. Our most exciting feature? That's definitely Movement's 671 process. That's 6-hour underwriting, 7-day processing, and 1 day to close. It definitely gives the competitive advantage to both our borrowers and realtors to close sooner and get paid faster.
OMG, Marla. I don't know of anyone else doing that. Hey, guys, give us a call and find out more. 844, we lend for you.
Movement Mortgage LLC supports equal housing opportunity and NMLS number 39179. Movement Mortgage LLC is licensed in California by the California Department of Business Oversight under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act number 4131054.
Give us a call and we'll point you to our website. 844-935-3634.
844, we lend, the number for you.
Find the remarkable you during Macy's VIP sale with incredible savings for you and your home. Plus, take an extra 10 to 30% off with your Macy's Card or Savings Pass, even on designers that rarely go on sale. You'll even get 15% off any beauty purchase with your Macy's Pass. And with the new Macy's Star Rewards, cardholders get better rewards and more savings. Get extra 30% savings, even on your favorite designers, at Macy's VIP sale. Savings off regular and sale prices. Exclusions apply.
At Simple Mobile, you get the no-contract advantage. Unlimited talk and text plus 3 gigabytes of high-speed data for $25 a month with no mystery fees and no activation fees ever. Just $25 a month on a lightning-fast 4G LTE nationwide network and no contract. That's our best deal ever. Buy yours now at nationwide retailers like Best Buy or at Simple Mobile dealers. Simple Mobile. Out with the old, in with the simple.
A month equals 30 days. Limited time offer ends 9/30/18. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at simplemobile.com.
Hurry into the spring clearance event at Revive by Living Spaces, where you'll save big on all the top sleep brands, including our exclusive line of Revive premium mattresses. While supplies last, save $500 on the Copper Springs mattresses infused with cooling copper gel in your choice of any size and comfort level. And only Revive gives you a $300 Living Spaces card with select purchases. Shop these and other great deals at the spring clearance event at Revive by Living Spaces.
Welcome back to Mortgage Mom Radio with Debbie Marcoux. Let us help you get through problem situations, navigate brokers and agents, and arrive at the best result in your home purchase process. 844-935-3634. 844-935-3634. And now, here's Debbie.
All right. I love that. It's so great. I love those intros and outros. And they make you like want, yeah, like start swing dancing.
Yeah.
I love it. Anyway, welcome back. I'm Debbie Marcoux. This is Mortgage Mom Radio. As always, I've got Marla Geezer with me.
Hello.
Hello. So it is, this is the last like 15 minutes, 17 minutes of the show. So if you have questions, you've been listening, you want to call us, do that now. It's 844-935-3634. Text the word MOM to 31996. You can text us your questions that way. So if you're a little shy and you don't want to get live on air. Feel free to text us those questions. Again, you can text the word MOM to 31996. Let's take another one of those text messages.
Perfect.
Okay.
This one, no name, but they just moved here recently from Idaho, and they're looking to purchase a home in Orange County. Housing is so much higher here, and they're wondering if there's any special programs for a 57-year-old with $38,500 in income and good credit.
Wow, that's a big question. And so for everybody out there listening, like, go for it. Text us your questions.
Yeah.
Because we're going to answer those. So there are definitely for, you know, $38,000 a year is a lower income bracket. But that doesn't necessarily mean that that's not going to get you something. It depends on where the income's coming from. Sometimes if that is Social Security or retirement income, if it's tax free, we can actually gross that money up a little bit to help qualify for a little bit more. Orange County is expensive, but there are areas of Orange County that aren't horrible that you could definitely take a look at. I would say with this question, it's really important that whoever was it asked that question calls us and talks with us directly, because we need to make a plan for you. You know, we need to see what income that you have. Where is it coming from? Maybe you have retirement. You know, a pension or a 401k, or you've got stocks and things that you've put aside that you have not touched yet. You are over the age of 55. We could set you up with an automatic withdrawal monthly of your, you know, of your benefit of the money that you have sitting there in your retirement accounts to help you for income, to help you to qualify.
Correct.
So there are lots of ways that we can take a look at that, but it's really individualized for your personal scenario. So I would really suggest that you keep texting back and forth. Marla's the one on the text messages. She handles those for us. And so you're getting the best of the best for the answers there. Keep texting with us, call us personally, directly. Let us help you. Let us figure out what do you have? What are your assets? What is your income? Where's it coming from? And then put you into the right movement forward to figure out what you can buy.
Ooh, no pun intended.
That's right. Movement.
Movement.
But, you know, and the other thing too, you know, a lot of people need to understand is Orange County is fantastic. LA is fantastic. You know, a lot of these areas are really great. But sometimes maybe we've got to look a little bit outside of those areas. You know, I know that there are some pretty reasonable, you know, places that you can purchase when you get just outside of Orange County or maybe at the tips of Orange County. So sometimes having a little bit broader area that you're willing to look in sometimes will help you to obtain that ownership as well.
Flexibility is definitely a huge key in today's housing market. You have to be a little bit flexible, patient.
Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely. So, hey, one of the things I had said earlier in the show that I wanted to talk about was our new home buyer's advantage.
Okay.
Okay. So we just rolled that out. Movement Mortgage just rolled it out. It is absolutely fantastic. We love it. We've been preaching for the 2 years that we've been on air now that we underwrite every single loan before you actually write an offer. We get you fully underwritten, fully approved. This is absolutely true. We do this, but they actually have a new program that they just came out with that is making our process that was already very fast even faster. So if you are a real estate agent that's out there, if you are somebody looking to purchase a home, you really want to take advantage of this. You've got to get pre-approved before you write an offer on anything. If you're a realtor, you don't want anybody in your car that you are showing property to, that you are spending time with, that you are not going to end up getting anywhere. You know, they can't write an offer at the end of the day. They're not going to qualify for the loan. We want to get them pre-approved in advance, but we actually take it to the next level, and we take an entire loan. I mean, we will get your income, your assets, your credit. We will literally put the file together, and we will get it to an underwriter, and we will have it completely reviewed and fully underwritten and approved. And the underwriter is issuing the pre-approval letter, and we do it fast. I want to say that our average turn time in the month of February for all of our loans, not just our pre-approvals, but even for our real deal purchases and refinances, was 5.33 hours.
Correct.
So why would you not want to have a fully underwritten loan approval that will help you to compete with cash offers that are out there and investors that are out there at a time like today where the market is very tight, the inventory is very tight, there's multiple offers on everything? Get the advantage, have the advantage, walk in there with a completely underwritten approved loan versus somebody that's just got a letter from their loan officer that says, hey, so-and-so is pre-qualified for. I mean, that's just your loan officer's opinion.
Right.
So our new Home Buyer Advantage program is really fantastic. Again, if you've been thinking about buying a home, and I'm going to tell you right now, it is March 24th. If you want to buy a house this summer, you need to call us today. And you need to get your process underway today, started. You do not want to wait. You do not want to hold off any longer. And this is going to roll into our workshop that we're having on April the 29th. It is a home buyer workshop. We are going to take you from start to finish through the process of how do you get started? How do you apply? What are we looking for? What do you need as far as a down payment? What are down payment assistance programs? What are closing costs? How much are they going to cost you? We are going to take you through the entire process at this home buyer workshop, and it is going to be amazing. It's in San Pedro, so I don't care where you live. If you are listening to this show right now, it is centralized. You can get there within 45 minutes. So get your tickets. Do not wait. We already have more than half of them sold out, and we've talked about it 1 week, which was last week on air. So get on there right now today. Text the word MOM. You can text the word MOM to 31996. You'll get a link to the registration website. You can call Andriana right now. She's answering the phone. It's 844-935-3634. And she will get you, you know, the information to get registered. You can text us, like I said, text the word MOM to 31996, and Marla will send you the information to get registered. You go to our website, mortgagemomradio.com. You'll see our events tab, and you can actually get your tickets through there. So it's mortgagemomradio.com. Go to events. Really, really easy to get to. So let's take a quick call. Let's go to line one. It looks like we've got Shama. Are you there?
I think it's Shamara.
Shamara?
Shamara.
Okay, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How can we help you this morning?
Well, I had a question. I don't necessarily have to go on radio for it, but I wanted to... We have an income like $48,000, and I was... And our credit are both... Well, my husband's credit is real good.
Okay.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You there?
So, my question was... my question was, well, is there help for like our income in LA or and what are some things that we could do? Because I think my husband got discouraged. We had went to see someone and they were saying, well, you guys needed to up your income, you know, to afford anything out in LA.
So at the end of the day, what you're going to qualify for is going to be based on your income. So, I mean, you know, you only make so much money per month, so we can only set you up with so large of a monthly payment. I mean, if we give you more of a monthly payment to help you buy something that you can't afford, then we're just setting you up to fail. So at the end of the day, the money that you earn is what's going to determine how much that you can buy. But we do, with your income, we do definitely have down payment assistance programs that could help you to get into a home with very, very little out of pocket. So that's going to be the number one thing that is going to help you out in finding a home as far as down payment is concerned. And then, you know, sometimes depending on the loan program that we can put you in, especially if your husband's income is very, or I'm sorry, credit score is very, very high, we may have lower down payment programs, maybe 5% down programs, where we might be able to have no mortgage insurance at all to help you to qualify for a little bit more than maybe what another loan officer or another mortgage company had told you before. So what you, I would honestly suggest when the show is over that we talk a little bit further, and we can give you a call back and talk to you a little more, a little deeper about your personal scenario and see what we can do to figure out what would be your maximum sales price, talk to you about what kind of programs are available, how much money do you guys have available for down payment. So we'll go through your particular scenario with you. But, you know, definitely if you're discouraged right now, this was the right phone call. This was the first step forward. And, you know, let us see if
we
can't.
I felt like it was because I was like driving and turned the radio on and just happened to go on this station. I was like, what? Kind of like what we've been going through, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Well, let us see if we can't help you get a little bit further than what you've been able to do with the other lenders that you've talked to so far. And we will definitely give you a call back when the show is over.
All right.
Thank you so much for calling. We really, really appreciate it.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye. So one thing I didn't mention to Shamara, like I had mentioned right before I picked up her call, was that it would be really, really good for her also to be able to go to our home buyer workshop, especially because it sounds like they've never bought a home before. Even if we work with her in advance, anybody out there that we have worked with that is pre-approved with us, but you're still out looking for homes, come to the workshop, because it's amazing how much extra. We're not just talking only loan, how do you get a loan, but we're also talking about the entire process, start to finish. How do you find the realtor? What are you looking for in a realtor? How do you negotiate your property? What's the best way to get your offer accepted? We are literally going to take you from start to finish to make you successful in your home, your house hunt. So get your tickets. Go to mortgagemomradio.com. Click on our events tab. Get your tickets there. Text the word mom to 31996. We will send you back the link to get your tickets. If you have our phone app, you can go directly to our events in the phone app. So lots of way to get the tickets, but get the tickets. Go to the home buyer workshop. Let's try to squeeze in one more text message.
Absolutely.
You got a good one?
Yes, I do. All right. Kirk from Arleta wants to consolidate his debts, but he's not been able to be approved for an equity line of credit or refinance because he has a 613 FICO. Okay. And he wants to, the reason he has the credit score at 613 is because of the high balances on the credit cards. What can I do?
Okay.
Well, Kirk, you have definitely some options. So hopefully you're listening right now because you're not stuck. You can definitely refinance. I think first and foremost, we want to really look at that credit. Let's first see what's on there, what we can do, what we can dive into to see if maybe there is something we can do to get it higher.
Yeah, before. A lot of times it's just a really quick fix. Right. I mean, sometimes within a week we can do a rescore and we can get the credit score where it needs to be so that we can move forward maybe with a little bit better option than what the option would be at the 613.
Correct.
But the 613 is not excluding him from doing the
Absolutely
loan.
Absolutely not.
No, by any means. Everybody out there listening, sometimes we may have to do a two-part process. You know, we may have to put you into one kind of loan that would allow the credit score, pay off all of the debts, let your credit build itself naturally over, you know, a 3 to 6 month period, and then turn around and refinance it into better terms. But you're still getting out of your debt. Even in the first loan, you're going to be in a better financial position than what you're in today. We're going to fix your credit score, and then we're going to get you into an even better position, yes. You know, 6 months down the road. So there's lots of options. You're absolutely not stuck. No.
Don't take no for an answer, but call Mortgage Mom Radio.
Yes, absolutely call us. So again, everybody out there listening, our number is 844-935-3634. That's 844-WE-LEND-FOR-YOU. That is L-E-N-D and the number 4. So 844-WE-LEND-FOR-YOU. You can reach us at that number all week long, all weekend long, in the evenings. We have 24 hours a day. We have a call service that takes the calls. We answer calls. We return your calls within an hour. Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, we actually answer that phone. And typically about 95% of the time, I actually answer that phone. So feel free to call us. Do not hesitate. Don't think that you're not going to get to the right people. You are coming directly to me, Debbie. You're going directly to Marla on the text messages. Someone from our team is answering those calls even over the weekends. You will get the answers that you need, and we are here to help you. We are here not to say no, but to create a plan, create a roadmap, and a way to success. Really, I mean, we just want to help you. If you're jumping in your car right now, I know it's the end of the show. We've got 3 minutes. If you're just jumping in the car right now and you miss the show and you want to hear it, or 7 a.m. in the morning when we get started is just a little too early, which I agree with, but we're here. You can listen to our show. We've got it podcasted. We put up the show every single week on Monday from the previous show on Saturday. So you are more than welcome to go to our website, mortgagemomradio.com. You can go to our podcast, listen to the previous show. You can find us through Google Play, iTunes, TuneIn, Stitcher, anywhere at all that you like to listen to your podcasts, you can find us. Now what's super cool is if you've got an Amazon Alexa, you can actually turn on your My Skills app for podcasts. And then all you've got to do is say, Alexa, search Mortgage Mom Radio, and it is going to replay for you the most recent podcast, which will be the most recent.
Let's be honest. Everybody who's listening at home right now, probably just all of their Alexas just went off because you just said Alexa.
Alexa search. I love it. But you can absolutely listen to our previous shows. Why not? If you've got our phone app, which I cannot cannot say a million times not to get. You have to get the phone app. Text the word MOM to 31996. Not only can you text us with your questions, but you can also download the phone app. And that is going to get you through so many situations. You can email us. You can call us. You can apply for your loan. You can listen to our podcasts. You can run monthly payments. FHA payments you cannot do on your own. You need to understand how to calculate the mortgage insurance. VA, you're not going to know how to calculate your upfront funding fee. USDA, you're going to have no idea how to calculate your mortgage insurance for 100% financing. And conventional loans, if you're not putting 20% down, you don't know how to calculate your mortgage insurance. The phone app is doing all of that for you. So why not take advantage and have that tool at the tips of your fingers? Download the phone app. Text the word MOM to 31996. You'll get a link for the phone app. You'll also get a link to our upcoming workshop. So get yourself registered for that. And if you want to give us a call, give us a call. We'd be more than happy to answer all of your questions. 844-935-3634. We'll be back next week. Always here to help. If you're listening to the podcast recorded at a later date, text messages work all week long. Phone calls work all week long. Facebook, email, website. There's no way that you can't find us. Mortgage Mom Radio. And we'll be back next week.
Yay.
This has been Mortgage Mom Radio. Tune in each week as Debbie and Marla answer your toughest home buying questions, help you get financed, find the best rates, get through problem situations, and achieve the best results in your home purchase process. Movement Mortgage LLC supports Equal Housing Opportunity, NMLS 39179. Movement Mortgage LLC is licensed in California by the California Department of Business Oversight under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act, 413-1054. Illinois Residential Mortgage Licensee, number NB-676-0898. Illinois 18121, Arizona 09-18544, Washington ZL-39179. Texas and Nevada 3402 and 3401. While it is Movement Mortgage's practice to provide underwriting results within 6 hours of receiving the application and process loans in 7 days, extenuating circumstances may cause delays outside of this window. Debbie Marcoux is licensed by California DB 0237926, Illinois 031.0044379, Indiana 32128, Arizona 0941504, Washington MLO 237926, Texas Nevada 57237. Marla Geezer is licensed by California DB 0669357, Indiana 32104, Illinois 031.0044551, Arizona 0941503, Nevada 57291, WAMLO 669357.
The preceding program has been a paid advertisement by Movement Mortgage. We offer this program as a service to our listeners. The station and its management do not endorse or object to the information, views, or opinions discussed in the program.
At 105.1 FM, this is KKGO and KKGO HD1, Los Angeles, Orange, and Riverside Counties. Also on the iHeartRadio app. And streaming at GoCountry105.com. We are GoCountry105 FM.